Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Strunk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The first baseman, Doc Johnston. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hammock. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Fred Hammock. And now, play ball. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock strikes out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive towards first. Shealy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Perkins moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a line drive towards third. McClellan catches it and throws to second to double up Perkins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0-for-1 in the game. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hammock hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0 for 2 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. McClellan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perkins strikes out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnston. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Johnston steals second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnston scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 0 for 2 in the game. Strunk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Ma still reaches second base with a double. Strunk moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hammock fields it and has Strunk trapped. Hammock throws to third, and Dykes tags Strunk for the out. Ma still moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ma still tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hammock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to third. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a pop-up towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-3 in the game. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hammock strikes out. 1 out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-4 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. McClellan fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Young. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Hooper steals second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Faber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Miller strikes out. 1 out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-4 in the game. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-4 in the game. Dykes strikes out. 2 outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-5 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McClellan moves to second. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamock fields it and throws to second for the out. McClellan moves to third. Two outs. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Strunk hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Hamock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hamock strikes out. 1 out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 5 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. Two outs. Doc Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Johnston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.